Uy, kamusta ka na? Welcome sa CFA Sack Tuner. Ako si Kuya Kevin, ang iyong gabay boses sa Ebanghelyo. Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay ang Mark chapter 9 verses 30 to 37. Sinabi ni Jesus sa kanyang mga apostles that he will be killed, pero he will rise after 3 days. Ito kasi yung panahon kung saan tapos na sila mag-ministry sa Galilee at papunta na sila sa Jerusalem to fulfill God's plan. Pero, hindi ito nag-gets ng mga apostles ni Jesus. Mas gusto pa nilang pag-usapan yung tungkol sa power and prestige. He later told them that if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last. Medyo conflicting yung statement, di ba? Pero ganito kasi yan. Pinapakita rito that being last is not always a bad thing. It could also be associated with humility, like servant leaders. Maraming ginagawa ang mga servant leaders. However, they often go unnoticed and unappreciated. Naglilingkod sila without thinking of anything in return. Kailangan ma-inspire din ang mga kabataan not just to become leaders, but to become servant leaders as well. Sa kaharian kasi ng Diyos, ang inuna dapat ay ang pagmamahal at paglilingkod sa kapwa. Later on, may nakitang bata si Jesus. Inakbayan nito at patuloy na sinabi sa kanila, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me but the one who sent me." Ipinapakita rito that children are considered to be powerless and weak. Kagaya ng mga mahihirap sa society and yung mga victims ng injustices. Kaya we need to become servant leaders para mapaglingkuran natin yung mga mabababa sa lipunan. At kapag nagawa natin ito despite the difficulties na pwede natin ma-encounter while serving others, ay para na rin natin wini-welcome at pinaglilingkuran si Lord. We are also being called din na maging kagaya ng mga bata in a sense that we need to be receptive and dependent palagi kay Lord. Before we end, let me show you a quote by Aristotle. Ang sabi niya, "He who cannot be a good follower cannot be a good leader." Muli, ako si Kuya Kevin para sa CFA Sack Tuner na nagsasabing, "Everything that we do for others, whether big or small, as long as it is faithful and conscientious, make us genuine leaders." Samahan niyo ulit ako sa mga susunod pa naming episodes. Stay safe and God bless!